This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for joining me today. I'm back in Hafnarfjörður. I'm back in Hafnarborg in the cultural centre here, where two new exhibitions, two solo exhibitions, have just opened, and they run for the next couple of months at least. And with me, once again, to guide me through these exhibitions, is Hólmar Hólm. Hello again.
Welcome back.
Great to see you once again. So two exhibitions that are, I guess, loosely related by the theme of nature. No coincidence that they started on the same day.
No, sometimes it's a happy coincidence, sometimes it's planned, but now we have, yes, these two exhibitions really dealing with human intervention, you might say, in nature.
Okay, so we're starting upstairs and we're starting with the exhibition, solo exhibition of Pieter Thomson. Where shall we start?
We have all photographic works here, and this is all part of Pieter's series Settlement, which he has shown glimpses of before, but this is the first time that he shows it on this scale and by the name of the series.
Now, these works don't feel, or some of them don't feel, photographic.
Yes, they feel 3D very much.
Yes.
The printing really brings out that quality where you almost feel like you can reach out and touch and feel the rocks or grass that you see.
We start with this triptych here of three panels, which, as you say, have this incredible 3D quality of a red rock. Almost, I mean, this is a cliche in Iceland, but it's almost like we're looking at something on the moon, isn't it? Or Mars, maybe.
Yes, exactly. You have the looming dark sky above. All of these pictures Pieter takes using a very big flash at night. Mm. And that gives it almost like an eerie, or in this case, you might say, an otherworldly quality.
For sure. And are these works all from Iceland, or do some feature other places?
These are all from Iceland, and Pieter has been working here for a long time, one of our leading photographers, of course, particularly known for his series Alfred Landslag, which now belongs to the collection of the National Gallery of Iceland, where he photographed or documented the building of the Kárahnjúkar Dam. Mm. And this series here has been in development for a decade.
Okay. Now, he uses a flash to give some of these photos a sort of bleached out, quite scary, dystopian sort of quality.
Yes, there is an eeriness, but also great beauty. The sort of, they almost feel sublime, or I find them quite sublime myself. And all the sites, you could say, have been touched by humans in some way. You have agriculture, the rocky mines that we were looking at. That's, a site of a mine where they dig the red rocks for road making. Other sites relate to agriculture.
Yes.
Or road making.
Because this here on the right, another triptych here, what we're looking at, the land looks as if it's sort of very wet, boggy marshland.
Yes, this is actually where horses graze. And horses, yes, they, of course, humans put them out to pasture. Mm. And they also, have an impact on nature.
Well, we're having a conversation on Monday morning, the 11th of November. This exhibition has been open for a few days, but it does feel like we're really coming into winter. This morning felt like it was the first morning of proper darkness, and I think it's a good time to see these works.
Yes, I would say it's a very good time to come here. Also in here, the atmosphere, I would say, is heightened by the dramatic lighting, which even brings out the darkness in the sky in the pictures even more.
Against one of the back walls is a very large panel of a total of, I'm just going to count them up here, how many do we have? 45 images, I think, here. 9x5, if we're doing our counting and our sums correctly. And you have a detailed night scene here. Again, the flash is used to illuminate a woodland area on one side of the panel. There are branches and twigs and earth, and then we go much closer into the trees, in towards the other side of this.
Yes, this is the the only series that does not have the same name as the other ones. The others are titled Settlement and then a number, but this one is titled Birch. And what we're seeing is a collage of images that Pieter has taken all over the country during different seasons. And they sort of give you a sense of time passing, also I find it quite beautiful since birds came here way before humans did, way before humans settled the land. So they are sort of the original settler, you might say.
Yes, yes. And the trees look almost startled by the flash, don't they? They look surprised to have been seen.
Yes, they are caught off guard, maybe.
Yes, I think so. And the scale of this is dramatic as well, so definitely worth coming to see this. Let's move around. Where else would you take me in this?
Another series or part of this series that's fun to look at, I would say, is here in the side gallery, where we have images that Pieter shot very recently at the site of the latest eruption, or at least it was the latest eruption at the time. Now there may have been one or two in between.
Well, yes, but I mean, even these look even less like photographs and even more three-dimensional, don't they?
Yes, and we really see that people really want to touch them, and we have to sort of remind everyone.
I do. I want to run my fingers over them because they look as if they are pieces of rock.
Yes, absolutely. It's to do with the printing that he does. He really uses a lot of ink to achieve this effect, and also the paper itself adds to it as well.
This one here in the middle looks almost like a map, or at least as if you're looking at land from above. You could imagine seeing that view from an aeroplane, perhaps, at night.
Yes, absolutely. It would seem maybe familiar to us now, as we are so used now to seeing pictures of these landscapes that are being formed there, perhaps reminding us that in the end, nature will win out in the fight.
Yes, and we've been here before at Hapneburg, looking at an exhibition, I forget whose work it was, but you know, the sense of eruption and the presence of lava, very much part of their work.
Yes, it crops up, of course, in the works of artists, and I remember the work you're talking about by Jouni Mäkynen.
That was it. How long is this exhibition running until?
This one runs until February 16th in the new year, so it sort of runs through the Iceland Photo Festival, and yes, people have a good time to come here and enjoy these works.
Yes. Well, we are going to return to Hapneburg to talk about some of the events taking place in 2025. We're going to preview a number of events at various institutions across Iceland as part of our festive programming, which is in my mind already because I'm never far from thinking about Christmas. But we're going to move downstairs and move to the other exhibition, which opened just a few days ago. This is running until the 19th of January, and this is Argunnar Ir, and the work is called Kahali.
Yes, Kahali.
Kahali.
Yes, okay. It's Hawaiian, and I'm trying to get the double I in there.
Hawaiian.
That's the inspiration, comes from Hawaii, which is where Argunnar is now making a new home with her husband on a land that they have purchased.
And the first thing that springs to mind is just the contrast with being upstairs, which was, as we said, very dark, a real sense of the Icelandic winter moving in. This is brightly lit. All the colors on all the artworks are very bright, a real sense of, well, night and day, I suppose you could say.
Yes, absolutely. All of these give really, yes, as you say, brightness upon first glance. As in upstairs, the upstairs gallery, we only have two-dimensional works here, and Argunnar has been working in painting for a long, long time. And the flowers that we see here are all characteristic of the area in Hawaii where her and her husband are building now.
And it really does scream Hawaii, doesn't it? You've got a real sense of where you are when you see these images. Again, keeping with the theme of nature, which was established upstairs, but in a very different way. And none of this feels Icelandic, does it?
No, although...
It feels like the opposite of Iceland.
Yes, although there are things that sort of, in Argunnar's mind, link the two places, the energy, the volcanic activity, even if we don't have florals like this here in Iceland, but there are these sort of energies, and these, what's sort of driving this work is the feeling of humans changing the environment, as happens when building and developing new areas, and so it's sort of linked to the history of the land and a continuation of how things move through time.
And you say that she's now based there with her husband and their building in Hawaii.
Yes, they are settling there, you might say.
And so more work will come from that landscape, presumably.
I would expect so. Arkunr has lived for years in Oakland and Iceland, dividing her time between both places, and now sort of moving from Oakland to Hawaii.
Yes.
And sort of experiencing the land in different ways. She also has been a tour guide here in Iceland for years, so she feels very connected to nature. And brings it out here in her painting.
How did the openings go?
We were very happy with the turnout, thrilled, and just seeing always people react to works after we have been just working with them here and
yes,
expecting maybe something, but then seeing just different reactions, of course.
So Pieter Thompson's exhibition upstairs runs until the 16th of February. Downstairs here, the work we're looking at just now, Kahili, is on until the 19th. Of January, and that takes us into the new year. But as I say, we will return to talk about whatever events and happenings you have planned for 2025. I know you've got big plans for 2025.
Yes, of course. Always looking forward to the next shows and more programming.
Yes. What are your opening hours over the next few months? Because we are in the middle of winter now, as we said, but you remain open.
Yes, it's 12 to 5 o'clock, all days except Tuesdays. And free entry.
And free entry, of course. Definitely worth coming along, as ever, to Hafnarfjörður here and Hafnarfjörður to see these two related, but I would say very different exhibitions. And did you get a sense of any feedback from people about that contrast between the two? What did they think of these works?
People, of course, they sense their connectedness. And as I spoke about eeriness upstairs, there is some eeriness here where Arkunr strips away layers of paint,
yes,
peels things sort of, and pondering the theme of destruction versus beauty.
And I suppose the other connection, of course, we've talked about the volcanic nature of both places, but both Iceland and Hawaii are islands.
Yes, two island nations.
Absolutely. Holmar, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Holmar Holm here at the Hafnarfjörður Cultural Centre in the centre of Hafnarfjörður. True of English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime, english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.